since 1948.
ABC News at 8 o'clock on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. More than 1.5 million homes and businesses in the southeast U.S. don't have electric power after Hurricane Helene's passage. Most are in Georgia and the Carolinas. Tennessee caught some of it. Family members of employees of a factory unaccounted for after the storm, demanding transparency.
A plastics manufacturer says several workers went missing or died in the flooding. Families are now demanding answers, claiming workers were told not to leave as the floodwater rose. The company says most employees left immediately, but some remained at the facility or nearby for an unknown reason, adding, at no time were employees told that they would be fired if they left the facility.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. 45,000 workers at ports on the East and Gulf Coasts are on strike against the port owners in a dispute over money. He's in hospice, has gone through cancer fights, and outlived his wife. Former President Jimmy Carter turns 100 years young today. This is ABC News. No new trial for the weapons master on Alec Baldwin's low-budget Western that had a fatal shooting.
When the manslaughter case against actor and producer Alec Baldwin was dismissed in July, just a few days into his trial over the onset shooting death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins, the film's weapons expert, Hannah Gutierrez, who had been convicted of manslaughter, asked for a new trial or for her case to be dismissed on the same grounds. But on Monday, Judge Mary Marlow Summer in New Mexico denied the retrial and dismissal motions for Gutierrez, saying the reasons that applied to Baldwin did not apply to Gutierrez. She's currently serving an 18-month sentence. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Visitors to the lake in Sao Paulo's iconic Irarapuera Park have been shocked in recent weeks. The lake has turned a vivid shade of green. The city hall says it's a combination of an algal bloom, abundant nutrients, high temperature, and no rain. Earlier this month, the drought turned Sao Paulo's Pinheiros River green. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Homeownership comes with some unknowns. Insurance is one of them. Our hometown agents ask the right questions to find the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Contract Driftless Area Group today to get your free insurance review. When it comes to insurance, Driftless Area Group are experienced professionals you can rely on. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 or stop at our office at 27128 Highway 14, Richland Center.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Baldwin.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Baldwin. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
Shop Macy's VIP sale, going on now. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank.
Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, certainly that warmth we've had the past couple of days has pushed away now thanks to a big cold front that passed through overnight. There wasn't much in the way of any rainfall with the front, just a few sprinkles up in northeast Wisconsin, but certainly some gustier northwest winds and cooler, more seasonal air filtering in today, so be prepared for that. Otherwise, tomorrow the winds will come back in from the southwest and pull in some warmer temperatures by the afternoon with plenty of sun. Should be a nice day to get outside if you don't mind the wind. And then Thursday, still on the mild side. There'll be a few clouds coming in from time to time. Even a weak weather system sliding through late Thursday night will bring us a slight chance of a light shower, although the better chance will be just to our east. That should slide away on Friday, leaving us with more sunshine. Temperatures will be a bit up and down as we head through the upcoming weekend, but still, again, mainly on the dry side. That forecast for today, mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler with highs in the mid-60s. Northwest wind between 10 and 20. Tonight, a few clouds and cool, low about 38 degrees, with light westerly winds turning to the south later on. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer tomorrow, high up to 73. South to southwest wind 12 to 25 miles per hour. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, low about 46. Thursday, partly cloudy and mild, with highs in the mid-70s. Slight chance of a light shower late Thursday night. And Friday, partly cloudy, low in the mid-40s, high in the mid-60s. Saturday, partly cloudy, breezy, and warming up again, low at 37 with a high all the way up to 75. Sunday, partly sunny, breezy, and cooler, low 50, high 65. And Monday should be mostly sunny and seasonal, low at 37 with a high near 63. You have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. We're up to 51 degrees right now after a morning high early on of 67. Yesterday's high was 82. Record high, 88, established in 1971 and equaled 1 year ago in 2023. Record low, 27, was hit in 1967. A year ago, 88 for a high, 63 was the low. Sunset will happen at 6:43 this evening and sunrise time tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock straight up. We've had some breezes throughout the morning. Right now, it is calmed a bit. South to southeast winds at 2. Barometer is at 30.17. No precipitation today. And right now we're at 51 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look at the local and area high school sports schedule. It's playoff baseball. Wear your Brewer gear today. Milwaukee plays later today against the Mets. Those stories and more in just a moment.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscobel.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. The Richland Center volleyball team is home against Platteville tonight. Here's Coach Jamie Johnson of the Hornets.
We got Platteville coming in. They're undefeated in conference. It's a must win for a lot of reasons. One, to keep us alive in the conference race, and also from the seeding perspective. We stubbed our toe last week. Against Dodgeville, giving them a chance to, maybe get pull up with us in that seeding meeting. So a lot's on the line. Last week is our first home game of the year after like 5 weeks. So, we don't have our routines. Hopefully we're a little more prepared, not as much. Even though it's homecoming, it's early in the week, thankfully. That's not a Thursday night game because they get wore out by the end of the week and some other things. So hopefully we can, still kind of keep routine, get a W, and then they can enjoy the rest of the, homecoming festivities for the week before we have a big tournament on Saturday.
The last time against Platteville, the Hornets went to a 5-set match.
Yeah, we went 5. Reviewing that, we had some struggles at times. We were behind the first set, came back and won it, which seems to be our theme this year at times, but lost the second, third set, fourth set. We had momentum. We played very clean. Got up in the fifth set, and we ran a play that was just a miscommunication that I think could have been a big momentum boost, and it turned to be a big momentum killer, allowed them to tie the score. They got an ace, and then they just got momentum in that fifth set. And, that momentum is so huge in that fifth set. So it's definitely doable, especially with our home crowd and a homecoming crowd, hopefully, that we can get this done. We tried a new lineup that night, and that's the lineup we've been out playing with since then. So we're definitely more comfortable in our coverage and just our plays and things like that. So hopefully we'll be more efficient, and we had a good weekend on Saturday. We played very well, played a lot cleaner, better job on the service receive, and running our plays and moving things around.
The Hornet volleyball team had a good day at its own invitational this past Saturday.
Yeah, it was a solid day. It wasn't like some other tournaments where we had even higher competition, but it was solid teams, that are doing well in their conferences, and just for us to sweep. Unfortunately, we set a record. We missed 7 serves in 1 set, yet we still won that set 26-24. But those are the things that we got. Everything else was great that day. We got to play like we did the rest of the day. I mean, there's that fine line of aggressive serving, and then you got to keep yourself in the games, especially like against the Platteville, this week. And then this coming weekend, we've got huge opportunities to make some jumps and help establish some things for our seeding meeting that's just, a couple weeks away.
We'll have coverage of the Richland Center volleyball team hosting Platteville tonight. Pre-match time around 6:45 today during Hornet Homecoming Week. The Richland Center soccer teams will be hosting Platteville Lancaster. Varsity will play first at 5 and JV to follow. And the Richland Center Ithaca runners are at Black River Falls for a multiple school meet this afternoon. At River Valley, the River Valley swim team is doing battle against Portage at Lodi High School tonight. And the River Valley volleyball team will be at Lancaster. Kickapoo High School will be the site of a volleyball match tonight between Wazika Steuben and Kickapoo. Also, Weston will be hosting North Crawford in Ridge and Valley Volleyball, and Ithaca will be at home for a key match against Seneca in the Ridge and Valley. In the SWAL, Boscobel and Riverdale meet. It's the second time around in the SWAL conference, and tonight the match is at Riverdale. Riverdale won the first time around in 4 sets at Boscobel. Major League Bowling action from last night. It was a series high for Cardinal CG, a 37-73. Geary Construction, 36-29. Quail Run Golf Links, a 34-75. Cardinal CG with a 13-68 game. Quail Run Golf Links, a 12-67. And Geary Construction, a 12-42. Top series, Ken Nix Jr., 124 over average with a 7-42. Kirk Bardo, 161 over average with a 698, and Chase Keller had a 676 series. High game honors, Ken Nix Jr. at 278, Kirk Bartow and Todd Gruber with 248s, and Colton Bartow with a 247. Don Maley bowled a 547 series, 100 over average. Colton Bartow bowled a 585, 99 over average. Darren Schweinefuss with a 584, 92 pins over average in the Major Bowling League. Sports on the state of Wisconsin scene. Well, it's October, and the Brewers are playing in a playoff game today. Milwaukee gets set to host the New York Mets. After yesterday's action, the Mets split with the Braves in a doubleheader, setting up a three-game series against the Brewers in Milwaukee. The Mets and Brewers just faced off for the final three games of the regular season. The Brewers won the first two games, and they also swept the Mets at the beginning of the year, holding a 5-1 record against New York so far on the year. Manager Pat Murphy talked about the availability of Sal Frelick.
Yeah, Sal came in today. He feels better than he did the day before. It's hard to predict. We're going to try to put him through some physical stuff today if he can. There's still a limp in there, which concerns me a little. We all know who Sal is and the type of fortitude that he has, and he's still limping, so I'm not as optimistic as I was hoping to be.
He says that Freddie Peralta, who will start the game, needs to get back to basics.
I think he can look in there and say, here are things maybe I got a little too geeked up. Maybe I got I tried too hard, or I came out of myself a little bit. I didn't let it flow. I didn't trust my teammates enough and realize that I got eight defenders around me that are pretty good. Maybe any of that. I haven't sat down with him about that. I just trust Freddie.
And Murphy says he feels the team is ready.
The way that group in that room created this, because they're the ones that did it. They created this, and they did it in a way they know how they did it. It wasn't by worried about who's got a bigger budget or who's got more experience or who was on the All-Star team. They did it by pulling together and playing a certain way. And they know that's the secret. And I don't think they wiped the slate clean in that this is how I play.
The Brewers get underway today just after 4:30, pre-game time around 4 o'clock on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Banished baseball great Pete Rose has died. The longtime Cincinnati Red was the career hits leader and a total of 4,256 in his career, breaking his hero Ty Cobb's 4,191 during his career. In football news, Jared Goff threw a perfect game, setting an NFL record by completing all 18 of his passes to help the Detroit Lions beat the Seahawks 42-29 last night. Goff had a touchdown reception for the first time in his career, catching a pass as well. Mason Rudolph had seven scoring drives, leading the way last night after Will Levis left with a shoulder injury, and the Tennessee Titans beat the Miami Dolphins 31-12 on Monday Night Football as well. Green Bay Packers coach Matt LaFleur said he doesn't believe cornerback Jaire Alexander, who missed Sunday's loss to the Vikings with a combination of quad and groin injuries, will be out of the lineup long term. In fact, the Packers aren't ruling out the possibility of him playing this week against the Rams. The Packers won't practice again until Wednesday, when the first injury report of Week 5 arrives. A true update on Alexander's status for Sunday night will not arrive until the final injury report on Friday. Coach Matt LaFleur talked this week about trying to shore things up.
When you make a mistake, you just gotta learn from it, and you cannot have repeated mistakes. And unfortunately, we've had too many instances throughout the course of the years. I know it's still early, but where we've made the same mistake twice, and that's what we've got to make sure that we get corrected.
And the Wisconsin Badgers will travel to New Jersey October 12th for an 11 a.m. kickoff against Rutgers. Wisconsin's Week 7 matchup against Rutgers will be a crucial one, as the Scarlet Knights have started the year 4-0 with wins over Washington and Virginia Tech. The Badgers are coming off a 38-21 loss to USC, moving them to 2-2 on the year, 0-1 in conference play. Wisconsin is back home Saturday to take on Purdue. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
Big results on the gridiron, as some teams have already clinched playoff spots after week 6. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. Week 6 of the high school football season is in the books, as we're now two-thirds of the way through the regular season. That also means that some teams have already punched their playoff tickets. A total of 70 teams in 11-player football have gotten to that magical 4 conference wins number and have secured their spot in the playoffs this year. Another 75 teams are on the bubble with 3 conference wins and can clinch a spot with one more league victory. Looking back at last week, Oconomowoc continued to prove its hot start is no fluke, as the Raccoons remained unbeaten with a 28-21 win over Arrowhead in the Quick Trip in Wisconsin. Secondary game of the week. Quarterback Austin Munzel had a big day, throwing for 356 yards and 4 touchdowns. Defending D2 champ Badger handed Burlington its first loss of the year, 54-14, as Matthew O'Grady was responsible for 4 touchdowns on 6 touches. In a huge Big Rivers Conference game, defending D3 state champion and previous D2 top-ranked Rice Lake suffered its first loss of the season, as New Richmond took down the Warriors 23-22 to stay unbeaten and take over sole possession of first place in the league standings. Sun Prairie East rallied for a 34-31 win over Monona Grove, as Brady Mellum nailed a 40-yard field goal with just 15 seconds remaining for the victory. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net and search Apple for the WSN Podcast.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.
Hello, this is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscatine. Thinking about your loved one's funeral leaves most people feeling a little uneasy, but pre-planning funerals offers great emotional and even financial security for you and your family. With pre-planning, families find comfort in knowing that the funeral reflects what their loved one wanted. It also gives them peace of mind not having to make important decisions at a stressful time.
Shop Macy's VIP sale, going on now. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Hey.
It was always hotter than the grease. She used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. Cousin ain't complaining, weren't allowed in Mama's house. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. Every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Well, maybe this crazy world straightened up and slow on down. If every summers, she put me to work, shelling peas and shucking corn until my fingers hurt. No telling who I'd have been without Mamma's house. If every night stand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing, if every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen, yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamma's house. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing, if every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen, yeah, maybe this crazy world straightened up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamma's house, yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamma's house.
Thomas Rhett and Morgan Wallen on WRCO and Mamma's House. Coming up, a trivia question for you. Chances to win along the way, just because it's a nice day and we like you too. So keep listening for your chance. 52 right now at WRCO Radio with winds around 7. A little bit more of a breeze going on today, but a nice, cool, refreshing, healthy breeze. Here's Patti Loveless. A few things to celebrate today, all right? It's CD player day. I celebrate that quite often. I know it's kind of a thing that's, it's a format that's kind of, you know, shunned or old school now, but I guarantee you, it'll come back. It will. I mean, vinyl records have made a dramatic comeback. I think CDs will as well. There was a brief moment where cassettes were making a big comeback, too. It's Homemade Cookie Day, International Coffee Day. Oh, those two go together. I love coffee to dunk my cookies in, no doubt. International Music Day, Raccoon Appreciation Day, Less Than Perfect, National Fire Pup Day, National Book It Day, as in read a book or check out a book, National Black Dog Day. It's Model T Day in honor of Henry Ford's birth date. It's National Fruit at Work Day today. Grab an apple and there you go. It's National Hair Day, Lace Day. It's World Vegetarian Day and National Pumpkin Spice Day. Wouldn't you know, on the 1st of October. Kramer, I hope it rains on WRCO radio. Well, you know, we'll see. When do they mention rain again? Slight chance on Thursday night late. Well, we have some great stuff giveaways. We lead toward a big weekend in Richland Center in Southwest Wisconsin. It is Customer Appreciation Days at Oakwood Fruit Farm. We have a dozen of those apple cider donuts to give away. Let's do that right now. We'll do that for caller number 8. Lucky 8, 608-647-4155.
Well, I was raised on country classics like Roy Acuff and ragtime country songs. But I really got excited about the time I turned 15. That's the first time I heard Waylon and old Bo Sleeper sing. They put some drive in their country that really turned me on. Yeah, put some drive in your country. I keep country driving on. When the music gets you moving, you know that can't be wrong. Every time I hear that outlaw stuff on my car radio, it makes me want to drive it just as fast as it'll go. Put some drive in your country. We played some shows in Atlanta on Sunday afternoons. The gigs were packed and I was nervous, 'cause I wanted folks to like my tunes. The crowds were full of younger people, they were all about my age. So I turned and told the band just before we walked on stage, put some drive in your country, fellas. We turn those people on. Oh, yes, we did. Hey, put some drive in your country. Keep country driving on. Yeah. When the music gets you dancing, you know that can't be wrong. See, I made myself a promise when I was just a kid. I'd mix Southern rock and country.
Travis Tritt on WRCO Country and Community. Congratulations to our winning caller. Caller 8 was Lisa Clary. You will be enjoying some of those delicious donuts at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Customer Appreciation Day is this weekend. In fact, we'll be out there to the orchard a little bit later on this week, giving you an update on what has been going on and what the harvest looks like, and full speed ahead for the weekend and the many events.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Richland Electric Cooperative invites all members to their Member Appreciation Picnic this Thursday, October 3rd from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at 30 East Robb Road in Richland Center. Enjoy a delicious meal prepared by the REC Board of Directors and employees. Please note, the picnic will be held on Thursday this year instead of Saturday. Don't miss out on this special event. See you Thursday.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. Treat yourself at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, located at 1100 Elm Street. Utter Brothers Creamery is open daily from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., serving up a full menu of delicious food and ice cream. Enjoy your favorite flavors and take home the tasty meats and treats. Utter Brothers, your go-to spot for great food and sweet delights. Visit Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery today in Boscobel.
Sleepy Hollow offers Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC certified parts and service for your vehicle. Just drive right in. No appointment needed. That's right, just drive right in for oil changes and maintenance at Sleepy Hollow. Can't make it to the dealership? We offer mobile service and free pickup and delivery. Need a courtesy car? We've got you covered. 24-hour towing, collision center, GM certified service, medium duty truck shop, plus auto glass, bed liners, and more. At Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. That's Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Viroqua's north side.
It is time to celebrate 120 years at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Join them this weekend for Customer Appreciation Days. Savor the season with delicious apples, fresh cranberry cider, caramel apples, grapes, pumpkin squash, and much more. And don't forget the fresh bakery treats, apple cider donuts, turnovers, and much more. The team at Oakwood Fruit Farm wants to say a big thank you to all of their loyal customers. Come visit them this weekend. Open 7 days a week, 9 to 5, just south of Ithaca. Follow the signs and join the celebration at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
The winner of trivia today wins a delicious large pizza from Muscadet Mini Mart, and your chance to win is right now. Music trivia for you today. Which of these songs did Kris Kristofferson not write? A, For the Good Times. B, Me and Bobby McGee. C, Sunday Morning Coming Down. Or D, The Highwaymen. 608-647-4155. He actually was pretty prominent in all of those songs. Which one did he not write? Okay, give it a try. 608-647-4155. The winning answer wins from Muscadet Mini Mart. All right, here we go. Thomas Rhett and Riley Green.
Hey, I'm supposed to mow the grass today. I'm supposed to fix the fence. But with the sun beating down on me, it's hard to make it make sense. Half of me wants a cold bed. Yeah, that's a cold hard truth. And when the refrigerator stops full of them, tell me what's they born to do. I ain't even trying to fight, it's already said it wants to.
That sounds good, but I can't tell if it's because you're in it or not.
There you go. A little tune there from a duo. It's kind of the popular thing in country music right now is to perform as a duo, a duet or whatever. So that one certainly has been a big song. Congrats to Mr. Al Madison. Way to go, Al. He knew the right answer. Which of those songs did Kris Kristofferson not write? The correct answer, The Highwaymen. We had several guesses for others, including For the Good Times. He wrote that. Yes, in fact, Sunday Morning Coming Down, Me and Bobby McGee, he wrote all of those. There was a time when Help Me Make It Through the Night, For the Good Times, and Me and Bobby McGee were all on the survey about the same time, and he had written all of them. So he'd become a darling of the music industry at that point. And it's like Waylon wanted him to write him a song, and Johnny wanted him to write a song, and he did for all of those guys, but did not have a hand in writing The Highwaymen. That is a Jimmy Webb song, or was a Jimmy Webb song. Jimmy wrote a lot of songs for Glenn Campbell and wrote things like MacArthur Park and whatnot, but penned this classic, which the Highwaymen made their own.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive.
I was a sailor, I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft and furled the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that great tomb that knows no sound. But I'm still around. I'll always be around and around and around and around and around. I fly a starship across the universe divide. I may become a highwayman again, or I may simply be a single drop of rain, but I will remain. I'll be back again and again and again.
A stone cold classic right there. It is now 10 minutes before 9 here at WRCO, up to 54 degrees.
Hi, this is State Representative Tony Kurtz, and I'm honored to serve my neighbors here in rural Wisconsin. Out here, we don't ask for much, just safe streets, food on the table, and a place to call home. That's why I've worked hard to push money out of Madison and back to our communities. I've secured larger investments in our roads, first responders, and hospitals, all while cutting taxes and maintaining a balanced budget. Of course, there's more work to be done. That's why I'm asking for your vote this November. Together, we'll build a better Wisconsin.
Paid for by Kurtz for Assembly.
Last call.
Just a few weeks remaining to get to Boscobel for Krogan's Hardware's retirement liquidation sale. Prices slashed again today. Hurry in before it's all gone. All furniture, lamps, and bedding, 70% off. 60% off remaining hardware store inventory and most rental equipment. All paint and stain, just $15 a gallon. Now hear this. Prices on large appliances now below dealer cost. It's the last call. Krogan's Hardware Store in Boscobel is closing the doors soon. All sales final. See store for exclusions, cash or credit cards only.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Do you need tires that can handle anything the road throws at you? Look no further than McFarland's Retail and Service Center. We're proud to offer a wide selection of Bridgestone and Firestone tires, renowned for their quality, durability, and performance. Whether you're driving a car, truck, or SUV, we have the perfect tires to keep you safe and comfortable. Visit McFarland's today and get the tires you deserve. Now through the end of October, get a $70 rebate on Bridgestone tires and $60 rebate on Firestone. Stop in to learn more.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us today. We're up to 54 degrees in Richland Center. Here's Tim McGraw.
She don't drink whiskey much, but I do. She don't sit on old bar stools, but I do. I don't worry about where she's been. I'm the only trouble she gets in. She don't have tattoos on her skin, but I do. 'Cause I'm her wild side. One crazy thing she does, hope she never quits me. I hope she never gives me up. Well, I'm a mile away from perfect. There's a curve.
a heartache in disguise. Won't you keep my heart from breaking if it's only for a very short time? Playing with the queen of hearts, knowing that it really smart. Joker ain't the only fool who'll do anything for you. Playing at another nightlight, thinking about a life of crime. Cause that's what I'll have to do to keep me away from you.
Honey,
you know it makes you mad.
Why is everybody telling everybody what you have done? Baby,
I know it makes you sad,
but when the hand